Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020 News Radio, KDKA. It is December 7th, 2021, 80 years after that attack on Pearl Harbor in Japan.
And 80, good morning, Larry Richard. I'm Kevin Battle. And 80 years later, there will be a phone call today amongst world leaders. President of the United States, Joe Biden, will speak on the phone to Russia's Vladimir Putin. This as Russia has amassed 100,000 troops along the Ukrainian border.
Also, diplomats will not be sent to China for the Winter Olympics. So they will also, this for some people, they were thinking we're boycotting the Olympics. This does not include the athletes. So we will not send official delegation from our government to China for the Winter Olympics.
It's a lukewarm boycott is what it is.
I don't feel like going to China.
Yeah, I thought they were going to try to use Omicron as the reason to get out of it, but Omicron apparently isn't all that bad of a variant. You know, there's been 50 different variants for COVID-19. The one we hear about is Delta, obviously. There's been a lot of little ones.
Well, for whatever reason, and we're going to try to sort through this, we are hearing that hospitals are being overflowed again in emergency rooms with patients. Now, the death rates compared to the number of people who have tested positive for COVID, that's a whole different dynamic and conversation. So we'll sort through that. And I think, you know, as we get in to the deeper winter months now with Christmas travel towards the end of this year, a lot of people have plans, and now they're telling people, you know, to rethink it.
Yeah, it's very interesting because what's in Pennsylvania, I think it's 67% of the entire population and close to 80% of the adults have been vaccinated. A lot of them have been boosted as well. And you're still having this surge. Larry, are we to blame? Is it me, not you? Is it me? I mean, for going out and living my life without a mask on, is that what it is? Is that how this is going? What's going on? I guess we'll find out a little bit later on today. Dr. David Rodinghouse, Chief Medical Officer, Butler Health System, will join us just after the 6:30 news. Also, we're going to speak to the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Travis Lau is going to join us. He's the communications director. Talk about deer processors being overwhelmed. Yeah, there's a shortage of deer processors, and there's a shortage of media coverage of hunting season. Did you notice that this year? No one, you didn't see any video. Usually after the first weekend of deer season or the first day of deer season, you see hunters and stuff like that on your TV news. You see a carcass laying on the hood of a car. You see all kinds of different things. Did you see any of it?
None. Zero. Paul, did you see or read anything about the first day of antler deer season from Monday? What would that be, a week ago now, right? Yeah.
The two stories I remember that would follow the opening of the season were the hunter that was shot,
yep,
mistaken for a deer and shot, and the other one would be the story that we were just referencing, the shortage of deer processors.
That's it. But don't you remember, Kevin's right, we talked about this, they would have on the day of and then the day after, on that Monday, extended coverage. You'd see fluorescent orange. They talked to guys in the woods, women, families, show the obligatory deer on the hood. Did you see anybody with a deer on their hood this year?
No.
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 None?
None. I remember being at the car wash. Some guy would just come by like with
the
his
car wash.
No, we would be at the car wash and somebody would be driving down the road with, you know, the deer on the back of the trunk, you know, just sort of parading through town saying, hey, look, I was out in the woods. I got it. Got it.
Hey, would you wash my deer?
No, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
Wax the horns, would you?
I'm not sure because there were almost a million hunters in the woods. And you heard almost nothing about it.
Is it because we're now afraid of guns or rifles or anything like that? I mean, any story that might put that in a positive light other than a TV show.
I don't know if it's a conspiracy.
I think I can answer that to one extent. I mean, for the television coverage, because, you know, the first day was Saturday. You know, they're fully staffed up Monday through Friday, but the weekends, there are fewer people working.
Oh. They still couldn't get some B-roll somewhere. You know,
just saying.
Yeah, you got to get the picture with the Elmer Fudd hat and the fluorescent orange and
Fudd hat.
The deer laying on the hood of the car. Ah. Used to see that all the time.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen one. I've seen more dead deer on the side of the road than ever before.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's a billion of them.
I pass minimum a dozen deer on the way to work every day.
Hey, coming up also after the 8:30 news, we'll speak to former Congressman Keith Raffus, who's amongst the folks in Hawaii, the 80th commemoration of Pearl Harbor. Also, we'll talk about the president and Vladimir Putin have an upcoming phone call later today. And another story rocking Washington, D.C. very quietly, you know, a big protest plan there. Road closures, heavy traffic expected around the Capitol. They're trying to, quote unquote, shut down D.C. Last time that was called an insurrection almost a year ago. What's going to happen today? A lot of people are wondering how this is going to pan out. So, big day.
Well, we got you covered, and we got some news about Kenny Pickett and the Penguins in Seattle, which doesn't sound right. Penguins were in Seattle. Oh, yeah, there's a team there now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it. 522 News Radio KDK from the Brewer Airport Toyota News Desk. Let's check in with Paul Rasmussen.
Larry and Kevin just mentioned a surge in COVID cases. Get a clear picture by the numbers. Coming up at 5:30 on the live and local news leader in Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
I was thinking about perspective since this is the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. One other significant among some others would be certainly 9/11. And it's been now 21, you know, we're into our 21st year. And I was thinking about everybody playing college sports for the most part wasn't even born then. So when you think back for us, still a fresh memory as, you know, a significant attack on the country. And some people feel, you know, on our land, it was in between Pearl Harbor and now 9/11.
You know, I was just a kid when they were teaching me about Pearl Harbor, so that seemed to me like something that was way back, you know, in the past. And now I understand how younger people might feel about 9/11.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a great, Mr. Roberts was a great history teacher at Thomas Jefferson High School, and his brother was killed at Pearl Harbor. He was there, and he had slideshows and would every year really teach you the nuts and bolts and show you all the images that were available on a slideshow and really tell you what he saw and smelled and just explain everything to you, the fear and everything that he thought, and just would recollect stories from his friends and people who were also there. So it was very touching. I learned a lot from him, just that emotion and it really brought it to life for me for something that, you know, seemed so far in the distance when we were in school in the 80s, you know, and I was in the 80s and you were in the 70s.
So. Yeah, and if I can just throw this in, I know there was a very good movie made not too many years ago called Pearl Harbor, but there's an even better one that chronicles what happened there that day. It's an older movie, but it's called Tora, Tora, Tora.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good one to watch. It tells you what happened at Pearl Harbor and how it happened and what led up to it.
And that was made, what, in the 60s?
Maybe the early 70s. Late 60s, early 70s.
Bottom line is over 2,400 Americans died in the attack, including civilians, and another 1,000 were wounded. The next day, of course, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared war on Japan in front of a packed session of Congress. And you still hear, and we started the hour out with that soundbite. I could quote that today.
Yeah. Hawaii was not a state then, and a lot of people didn't even know where it was.
Yeah, that's another perspective. I mean, it was not the vacation spot people here on the mainland think of it. It wasn't even a state.
No, it was just a militarily significant and strategic base.
That happened to be on one of the most beautiful places on Earth. It's 538. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. Good morning. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm Kevin Battle. Apparently, hospital emergency rooms in Pennsylvania and across the country are overloaded with COVID patients. And I know that we're well vaxxed, but you know, the efficacy wanes after a while. You need the booster. People are just going to Heinz Field, 60-some thousand of them, just partying their butts off the other night. I mean, are we too lax, Larry? We'll find out coming up just after the 6:30 news. So in 1 hour, Dr. David Rodinghouse, Chief Medical Officer of Butler Health System, going to join us, Larry.
Yeah, I think a lot of the confusion for many is there's a difference between when they're...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last surge was in terms of the death rate compared to how many people are testing positive and then how many people are going to the hospital. And not all of those people that are going to the emergency room or COVID patients. I'll be curious to ask what the percentage, though, is, and the capacities have been stretched.
I can tell you that most of the hospitals in the region are reporting more patients that are showing up for reasons other than COVID. They're seeing an increase, and I would assume that's in part because this time last year, people were putting off going to the hospital if they could help it.
And they weren't out and about nearly as much.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, we have found out that many schools right now, and let's be honest, guys, from a PR standpoint, a lot of places are going to try to downplay that as much as they can. But there is also the seasonal flu that many people didn't get their seasonal flu shot in the process. And remember, if you didn't circulate in public very much in the last year, and now people are out and about, it's not unlike when kids go to school in that first few weeks. I'm talking pre-COVID. When the young kids go to school, they mix it up with everybody and all the germs, and they bring it home.
The people Petri get the dish. Cold.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a dang Petri dish. My goodness.
It is when you think about it that way.
And Omicron, finally in the Pennsylvania, guy in Philadelphia diagnosed with the Omicron variant, which apparently is not as fierce, but can spread pretty quickly. So we have one case there. No deaths, apparently, from Omicron yet worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. Yesterday, that was the news yesterday. Hey, Larry, you know who else is commingling? Paul, you know who else is commingling and spreading the disease? Two tigers.
Oh, the ones we were talking about in the news.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Zoo PPG Aquarium. They've tested two tigers, have tested positive for COVID-19.
I'm curious. Here's my question. Why would they be swabbing tigers anyway?
Because they were showing symptoms. They were coughing, and they had some loose stool. So when a tiger has a loose stool,
well, apparently.
I wouldn't want to be the one doing the swabbing. I can tell you that.
We should, right? That's the other question.
Clean up in the tiger display.
Some kind of courage there.
That's like I was behind the scenes there once, and there was one of those Komodo dragons there, and this was shortly after. Remember Sharon Stone's husband at the time, years ago, was at one of these charity events somewhere in California, and this thing went after his. He was wearing white tennis shoes, and this Komodo dragon thought they would feed these things white rats.
Mm-hmm.
So Henry Kasperzik told me, well, they would go for the – they think it's a rat, right? Mm-hmm. They grab the guy's foot, and they have so much poison in their saliva. What they do is these things will jump up. They can take down a water buffalo. They bite it, and then that bacteria – knocks that thing down. They come back to get their prey.
Oh, so they're slow, but they'll bite you, and then they'll catch up with you later on when you're dead.
Henry says to me, he goes, I was bringing up this story to him. I said, I'm kind of nervous about the Komodo dragon. The thing's giant. It's not like a little lizard.
No, and they're ugly, too.
And Henry goes, oh, don't worry. It only went after him because he was wearing white tennis shoes.
Don't wear white tennis
shoes. And as I looked down, I had white tennis shoes on.
So the zoo's Dr. Jeremy Goodman, the president, said no visitors are allowed to get close to the tigers. Well, thank you. And that means the transmission to patrons is very low. Now, they think that the tigers likely contracted the virus from an asymptomatic zoo employee. How close is a zoo employee
humans
getting to the tigers?
Animals. How about that?
And how about what's going on in New York City? You listen closely. Your former city, your former mayor, Kevin.
Oh, God.
CBS's Laura Podesta in New York.
Okay, go ahead.
The mayor is calling this a bold move to battle COVID. All businesses here have just 3 weeks to get all their employees vaccinated, or those employees won't be allowed to come to work.
In what is likely the toughest mandate to fight COVID-19 in the country, anyone who works in New York City will have to be vaccinated before the new year.
Vaccination is the central weapon in this war against COVID.
The order, which covers employees who work in person at private companies, includes more than 3 million people, all who must have at least one dose by December 27th. Weekly testing as an alternative is not an option.
We cannot have shutdowns here in New York City. We gotta keep moving forward.
Children as young as 5 will also have to show proof of vaccination to participate in many indoor activities. Fewer than half of 5 to 17-year-olds here in the Big Apple have gotten at least one shot.
Protecting our health and the kids and everyone else around in New York City, I think that's important.
If we are going to be mandated to have the vaccine, I think our freedom is being suppressed.
COVID-19 killed more than 11,000 Americans in the past week, according to Johns Hopkins University.
For those who are unvaccinated, there really isn't a safe recommendation for those folks to be able to gather.
University of Wisconsin doctor Jeff Potaff says unvaccinated Americans should reconsider indoor gatherings this holiday season.
The situation's getting worse for the unvaccinated. Not only do we have Delta around, now we have Omicron, which is a fair bit more contagious.
The Omicron variant has been detected in at least 19 states, but the Delta variant remains the dominant strain.
Health officials say the data is still early, but it appears while Omicron is more contagious than Delta, it so far seems to cause less severe infections.
CBS's Laura Podesta. So pretty.
And what New York does, the rest of the country is going to follow suit. It's the number one media market. They push the law there because it's, you know, it gets a lot of attention. 85% of New York adults, New York City adults, have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
It's actually pretty high.
So why is it surging there? It's more than 15% getting it. By the way, haven't forgotten about the tickets for the cat people, Larry.
Hold on. AAA traffic powered by Bowser wishing you and your families a safe, healthy, and happy holiday. I think Kathy has dogs and cats. Is that right, Kath?
Well, I did, yes, but I lost my kitty cat about a year ago. But yeah, we've had, thank you. But 20 years old for a cat, that's pretty darn good. That's a good life.
Kevin,
for a cat.
Why don't we chip in?
For what?
No, we'll I don't want any more.
We're going to down and get her a litter of kittens.
No, thank you.
I can get
you
her
know,
10
I'm
right
a
now.
I'm a dog lover. We had cats because the kids and stuff. Now that, you know, I love
What was the
my
cat's
cats,
name? What was it?
Easton.
Easton.
Mm-hmm. Because my kids played softball, and so, you know, that's like a name
of
a... Yeah.
Name
that's
of a bat why, company.
They, yes,
that makes
that's
sense.
That's why they named them these.
Almost like Wilson, the volleyball.
Wilson!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.